Oh, Alaska Day. The marching bands. The Coast Guard helicopter flyover. The team of volunteers trying to assemble a humpback whale in a credit union parking lot. Wait, what?
Have it come up so they can see the
Yeah, if you gently,
wrap
the tail, that's how it's going to propel itself through the water, right?
That's right.
For this year's Alaska Day Parade, volunteers with the Sitka Whale Fest put together a 50-foot life-sized replica of a humpback whale. It was carried in the parade by about 20 people, including Richard Nelson, host of the syndicated radio nature program, Encounters.
I am so close to this whale right now. I could practically reach out and touch it. I actually touched this whale. It's unbelievable. You wouldn't believe it. It feels almost like a tarp.
Tarp and PVC pipe made up most of the whale, which, fin to fin, stretched almost completely across Sitka's main downtown thoroughfare. WhaleFest executive director Holly Keene says the original idea was to do something fun and simple for the Alaska Day Parade.
And I was thinking small. I was thinking more like kind of the Chinese dragon theory, a couple sticks, parachute material, maybe 5 board members underneath.
But volunteers had other ideas, and along came Domino, named after a real whale who frequents Sitka Sound. A real whale weighs about a ton per foot, so for a humpback, that's about 40 to 50 tons on average. This particular whale is much, much lighter, but still no easy carry, especially for the length of a whole parade. Holding the tip of Domino's right pectoral fin, John Stein attempts to provide sound effects.
Looks like John is...
Well, close.
What was that?
That was a whale.
Okay, and here's WhaleFest board president Dave Moore's best attempt. Not bad. In addition to having a voice, Domino's fluke is painted in the exact same pattern as his real-life counterpart, and someone is inside the main torso area with a spray bottle, shooting mist to make it look like the whale is exhaling. Because Domino's skin is made of black tarp, the volunteers inside can't see, so they rely on people outside to know where to move Domino. And who better to steer a whale than a whale biologist?
We're going to make a hard left.
Okay.
Go. Forward.
We'll follow your feet.
That's whale biologist Jan Straley. Before the parade, she gave her professional assessment.
This whale's looking pretty good. It's got nice flippers, it has some beautiful flukes, and it's got really good skin.
Domino made it from start to finish, although slowly. There was a huge gap in the parade in front of him, but then this was the first rehearsal and the performance for these volunteers. And of course, whales aren't used to marching. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.